Season's greetings include oppression in India. Compassion opens new doors in Iraq. And have you ever questioned the sanity of parents taking their kids out onto the mission field? Well, if so, you won't want to miss today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. 'Tis the season, but singing about Christ and the Advent season got a pastor and 15 carolers badly beaten in Hyderabad, India this weekend. VOM spokesman Todd Nettleton explains,
"You know, I wish this was just shocking that this never happens, but the reality is this is another day of worship in India, and it's another attack. We see this type of attacks really all over the country."
Voice of the Martyrs USA confirmed the International Christian Concern report. Hindu radicals attacked the group without really much concern for getting caught.
With the election of Prime Minister Modi this year and the rise to power of the radical Hindu RSS-backed government is an atmosphere where Christians can be persecuted, and the persecutors really don't worry about repercussions.
VOM workers in the region see the potential upcoming events not as something to be feared, but rather as motivation to reach more people with Christ's love, not fewer. Will you pray with them?
We can pray for their protection, and I think also pray for their response. One of the challenging calls that we have as Christians from the New Testament is to love those who are persecuting us.
Next, India's recent bout of persecution underscores the need for well-equipped church leaders who aren't afraid of opposition. Now that Far Corners Missions Bible College expansion is finished, Gary Bishop says they can focus on sending more pastors out to reach the unreached.
We can now add 25 students, and our recruiters are out doing that right now. These young men launch out with their training to go make the gospel news available and to be the hands and feet of Jesus. The only thing holding back adding some of them is that they require support.
Could you and your small group help an impoverished believer reach his people for Christ?
For $65 a month, you pay for the complete education, the living expenses, all of their supplies.
We'll connect you with Far Corners at missionnetworknews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. Do you remember how Jesus was kind to the Samaritan woman at the well? He told her how her spiritual needs could be met. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions, is mimicking Christ's compassion, only this time it's with refugees. In northern Iraq, hundreds of thousands of Yazidis have fled from ISIS. Physical needs in the refugee camps are immense. The spiritual and emotional needs are even greater. Pray for these people to find comfort in Jesus. Meanwhile, in our ever-changing world, it's hard to believe that there are people living life nearly the same today as they were 100 years ago, and that often includes religious practices. World Missions' Greg Kelly says the gospel has never reached some of the pygmy tribes in the Republic of Congo and the Democratic Republic of Congo. He recently shared the following update and prayer request with us while on the field.
They will be distributing treasures in the native tongue of the pygmy people who have largely rejected the gospel and really largely have been overlooked, and there's not been mission activity. But we have two teams that are going out, and they'll be targeting these precious people that Jesus died for. So we just would encourage you to be praying for the pygmies of the Republic of Congo and the Democratic Republic of Congo, that they would open their hearts to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
And have you ever questioned the sanity of parents taking their kids out onto the mission field? I mean, should someone called to be parents and missionaries even have to choose? The Mission Society recently asked these relevant questions to some of their missionaries. One family replied that the issue actually comes down to whether or not they trust Jesus with their kids, no matter where they are. So why not take a moment to pray for protection and guidance over families who are serving on the mission field right now? Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keep track of your busy schedule and pray for people around the world. Get the free Vision Beyond Borders 2015 picture calendar. It'll encourage you to pray for believers worldwide and to keep the Great Commission in the forefront of your mind. Give us a call at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.